I've got a cool opportunity how you can start making serious money. Drive with Uber. You know, Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. This is Bart Shore, and I use Uber all the time. Love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility, working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha.
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
Want to check out some great museums, exhibits, bookstores, and film festivals in the area, but don't know where to find them? Then check out CBS Local's Best Of section, your one-stop shop for everything cultural. We've got features and reviews for local theater, dance, art, museums, and more. Just visit the Best Of page at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for the best of local arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just after 5 o'clock. And from the Score Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're in between games here at Wrigley Field. The Cubs winning the day portion. The final was 7-4 over the Cardinals. The Northsiders mustering up 12 hits on the afternoon. Kristen Orpia driving in three runs with a couple of singles. Anthony Rizzo a couple of RBIs with his 16th home run. And then there's Jake Arrieta. He lasted into the seventh inning. He picks up his ninth win on the season, an ERA in the mid-2s. And he talks about so far being bypassed for the All-Star game.
There's some guys that were left off that could have easily been in there. But, it's just about the amount of spots they have. And the guys that were chosen, they were chosen rightfully so. Congrats to all them, especially, our guys, Rizzo and Bryant. It's huge for both of them. Rizzo's second. Bryant's first of many, so it's an exciting time for those guys.
And Game 2 is coming up in about 2 hours here at Wrigley. Dallas Beeler and Tim Clooney will be the mound opponents this evening. Meanwhile, over at U.S. Cellular, they're also about 2 hours away from the first pitch, the Blue Jays and the White Sox. The Sox have won 5 of their last 6, and tonight they will have Jose Quintana on the mound against Felix Dubront. And one other final from this afternoon, Kansas City gets a walk-off game-winning home run in the ninth inning to beat Tampa Bay. The final there, 9-5. In Pro Bass, basketball, the Bulls have signed their top draft pick, forward Bobby Portis. He gets a 3-year deal. Meanwhile, Aaron Brooks will be back on a 1-year deal that will be announced sometime later this week. Kevin Garnett will play on. He will re-sign a new 2-year deal with Minnesota, who also signs their top draft pick, center Carl Anthony Towns. And in hockey, the Blackhawks have re-signed defenseman Trevor Van Riemsdyk. He gets a 2-year extension with a cap hit of $825,000. Join the Score's Nick Shepkowski. That's Friday at Maple Avenue Pub in Lyle from 7 to 9 p.m. for a Miller Lite Take Me Out to the Ballpark appearance. Come out and enter for your chance to win White Sox tickets. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mercy Hospital. Discover more at mercy-chicago.org. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next broadcast here on The Score later this evening, the Sox hosting the Blue Jays, and it begins with Chris Raunji's pregame show at 6:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
630 says this talk about Butler peaking is dumb. He's young. He's gotten better each year. Performed for an entire season. Why such pessimism?
What?
There's not. He's good. He's getting fair money to do what he does, but there's only so much that does for you. It's just, what's your reason for Bulls? Yeah. What is an actual reasonable case for Bulls optimism based on what you've seen? It's not there.
Unless
you're actively stupid or you're believing in things that don't exist. If you want to believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny on this one, go ahead. You watched it happen. You always watch it happen. Every single year, the same thing happens, and it's not enough to keep people from being stupid.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
In Rockford, this is R&R on The Score.
No, this is great. Didn't McDermott score the most 3-pointers in college? At Creighton.
Did he score the most 3-pointers in college at Creighton?
He set the record when he was at Creighton, and they're not even playing him when he's on the Bulls.
And?
Well,
that's not a question.
I think he went away. What was that?
I think that was our pot smoking friend.
Okay.
Hey, are you day drinking?
Ah, hell no.
You're not drinking?
You're sober right now.
No, I'm smoking pot. I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I don't want our pot-smoking buddy in Rockford to give up. You call again.
Yep.
You're welcome back in, my friend. I just did not pick up on who you were and what you were doing.
Yep, you identified him exactly. And to answer his question, there is a Creighton, a former Creighton Blue Jay who is on the all-time list of NCAA career three-point shooters, but it's not Doug McDermott.
I think he meant for a season.
Oh, well, Kyle Korver had a 371 for his career, but if you're talking about major colleges, that Duke's J.J. Redick had 457 three-pointers made. Steph Curry at Davidson, 414. And then it's a lot of bad, a lot of no names sprinkled in here. And there's someone who's local, Chicago State's David Holston from 2005 to 2009 at 450 three-pointers, which stands as the third most ever. Your leader all time, Travis Bader, Oakland College, 2010 to 2014. Congratulations.
I never heard of the kid from Chicago State.
I have not either.
Yeah, did you ever hear that name?
I just did for the first time when read it.
I just wondered. Sometimes you know basketball names. I never heard that name. And
Not one that I had, no.
So the answer, a belated answer to the question is no. It's whatever
Susan,
you said, no.
Northwest Side, you're on The Score. Hi, Susan.
My guys.
Hello.
Susan.
So I watch the Bulls every year, and I listen to the show, so I think I'm actively stupid.
Well, yeah. One doesn't necessarily
we can't
have
promise
to do
anything else.
As long as you don't begin a Bulls season thinking that they have a realistic chance of winning the championship, you're probably still.
Well, why ask what I watch if I don't think they have a chance? But that's not why I called.
Okay.
As a follow up to the last segment, Terry, I want to know who you think is the greatest female athlete you've ever seen, and you can't say Babe Diedrich and Zaharias because you're not old enough, despite what your producer said to me.
Oh, yeah, you don't know that, Susan. Maybe he saw her at the end of her great career.
Well, that's a great... No, I did.
All right, no, Terry, the greatest female athlete you've ever seen.
Let me think about that one for a second, Susan. I mean, that because this is not something that, you know, historically it is her. I mean, that's what people say. That's generally your consensus.
And you've covered some Olympics. When you were in Korea, there were some pretty talented women there.
But they were all juiced.
Correct. But that's a different discussion. And that's why the question from Reggie in Oak Park says, I agree Serena's overwhelming dominance as she approaches her mid-30s is incredible. Indeed, one could say it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's been rumored before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not around enough to attest to it. I don't call anybody on it. I don't know. I think when you look at her, you would certainly have you seen her lately?
She's very, very muscular, yeah. And yes. I do not begrudge any such speculation. You're absolutely allowed to do that. And mm-hmm. sports has certainly allowed you to go there whenever you see fit. And that's the world in which we live, and it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry you have to. It always has to be thrown in, but that has been rumored from way back when, particularly when she turned 30, and it was still pretty good. And then she had a lot of the weird injuries that you sort of associate with that sort of behavior. She had that kind of thing happening to her, those things that you go, "What was it again?" And so people who know more about it than I do sort of started to add this all up and go, "Wait a minute. Why? What has she got now?"
Well, then you had the resurgence of Jennifer Capriati for that brief period of time where all of a sudden she just looked like a side of beef. Yeah. You know, the massive arms, veins in them. And I had a conversation with a competitor of hers at the time. And she said to me, I will never, ever in my life be able to compete with that. And I said, why? She said, because I'm not going to do what I would have to do to be able to compete with that. She said, I made that decision. She said, there's no possible way that I can stand there and trade shots with that.
No, now, tennis players are tested, are they not?
Like anybody else, sure.
I mean, they are, right?
I don't know exactly which protocol that they use.
After I've said it, even, but I'm just thinking out loud here. I believe they are, and I guess our suspicions are as fair about her or anybody else as they would be about Barry Bonds or anybody else that does extraordinary things and continues to do them well into their 40s. Mm-hmm. I think that's always a fair speculation, but boy, I mean, you're just female athletes. I think that when you talk about female athletes, I mean, they're with all the skills of all the things you have to do to play tennis, the hand-eye coordination, the quickness, the entire body that has to hold up for you and all the things that go into that. I mean, you could make a case for her. You could make a case for her.
Oh, this is what I meant. I was going to ask you this. Did you watch last night's Cubs game in its entirety?
Because I was going back and forth.
Now, because there was a trivia question, a baseball trivia question that was making the rounds around the pool this weekend at our youth baseball tournament. All the dads were talking about this, and there's one dad who always has great trivia stuff. And I caught the tail end of what Len and JD were talking about, and I'm not sure if they did it, and so I just want to make sure you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear anything. But no, about any.
Here is the question, and we'll see if you can get it here. Okay. And how long it takes you to sort of come around to this. There are three players in MLB. And this is a sort of a historical connection question. Mm-hmm. One player had a career begin in 1939. Okay?
Okay.
These are three guys.
All right.
The last player had his career end in 2007. So there are three players that are connected here. There's one. They'll put it there. There are two position players, and there are one pitcher.